We accept you any shape, size, running level. Running level is very important. People get really scared about coming out to run with us. They're scared that they won't be able to keep up. And we do a really good job of making everyone feel comfortable, making sure no one's left out. No matter what type of person you are, you can join our group and run.
Happy birthday, dear Tania.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you.
I think I would describe myself as an educator, a runner, and like a leader, motivator.
I'm really happy that we got to have some group. Look alive, look alive! Thank you guys so much for riding it out with us. This has been a very difficult season, of course.
Recently, kind of like an activist for creating safe spaces here in Milwaukee. Even when I was growing up, I didn't see anybody that looked like me running long distance, so I would sneak and try to be a sprinter, knowing dang well I had no business doing that because I'm not. I don't have that type of speed. So my coach would drag me over to the long distance stuff and run that, and I ended up being good at it. I wanted people that looked like me running long distance and they didn't. So, I mean, I just had to suck it up and do it. But imagine if a little girl, you know, sees an African-American woman running an 800, 1500, that steeplechase, stuff like that. Then they would, you know, they would think that they can do it. Look at these baby panthers. So, today, on your run, I want you guys to think about how we are making change through fear, through social X. And I think the name Forget Everything and Run has taken like a new like meaning now. This is our way of protesting. This is our way of showing that we care about our bodies. This is our way of showing that we can be united. Those are my people. We're all each other's people. I know running can be scary, and just because I used to run in college and all of this, I have my bad days too. I'm no longer that fast anymore. No, but seriously, like there are all type of people here. Seriously, all type of people. And even if you don't like running, if you want to come because you think somebody is cute, that is fine. I don't care. Just come run a little bit first. Literally all you need is shoes, and we dang near probably can help you with that. If you really can't get it, I promise you, I'll help you. I'll hold me accountable. I'll help you get some shoes. So that's it. You don't need the cute outfit, even though that's a reward. Like when you do run, you get to look cute. That is a reward, but you don't need all that. For you to, you know, show up on a Tuesday or Saturday and step up and be like, I'm about to just put myself out here. I'm gonna run with these people. You have a whole different respect for one another, for sure. There are some things that you can share with one another that you wouldn't experience with any other sport. I've always said, like, I can try to change the world through running. Visibility matters. I say that all the time. People need to see people of color running. It shouldn't be this like crazy thing that you see. With our running group, we are fighting to desegregate Milwaukee through running. People could do it all types of ways, whatever way, but this is our way. This is what's near and dear to my heart, and this is what has affected me throughout my life, not seeing people that look like me running these long distances. So, this is my way of trying to make change.